रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 55. रावण एंट्रीट्स सीता. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Ravana dismissed the Rakshasas and imagined that he had realized all his hopes and desires, for was he not small of heart? Then his passion for Sita overcame him, and he could think of nothing else, and rapidly took his way to the Ashoka Grove to see her. There she was, seated in the midst of the Rakshasis, like a boat sinking under the merciless buffeting of the waves and the winds. Her face was worn with grief and soiled with a ceaseless flow of tears, like a doe that had strayed from its herd and was encompassed by the hounds. Sita felt herself powerless in the grasp of those Rakshasis and never took her eyes off the ground, sunk in despair and thought. "Fool that I was," exclaimed Ravana to himself. "I described in glowing terms to her in Janasthana my boundless wealth, power and achievements. She would have been mine by this time had I given her a chance to see them for herself." He forced her to go with him through his palaces, mansions, treasure chambers and pleasure gardens, and failed not to draw her attention to the wonders therein. Domes, terraces, balconies and turrets were cunningly fashioned everywhere. Lovely women glided through them like flashes of lightning. Rare and beautiful birds sang and warbled melodiously from their beautiful cages. Pillars of gold, silver and crystal met the eye on all sides, flashing with precious stones. The golden stairs, wondrously wrought, gave forth the sounds of huge war drums as Ravana ascended them along with Sita. Windows made of gold, silver and ivory were shaded with gold nets. The floors were covered with curious and lovely mosaics of gems. Pools and ponds were carpeted with rare flowers and lined with charming trees of infinite variety. Sita had no eyes for anything, but was sunk in the depths of woe. Yet Ravana failed not to point out to her everything rare and beautiful in his mansions, and fondly deceived himself with the hope that she would be dazzled thereby into favoring his suit. "I am the absolute lord and master of 32 crores of Rakshasa, of matchless strength and valor and ferocity. Of course, I take no account of the old men, boys and women. Thousands of servants are deputed to each department of work. This kingdom and all concerns of it are yours to do with them as you will. Nay, my life is at your disposal. Are you not dearer to me than the breath of my nostrils? Lorded over the countless women I have brought here from the worlds above and below, but take me as your husband. Let no other foolish thought sway you otherwise. Have pity on me, whom your beauty has enslaved, quiet, and lend a favorable ear to my suit. Countless Rakshasas guard day and night this Lanka of mine that extends over many a yojana. Devas and Asuras banded together dare not approach it. Gods, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Pannagas, nay, all created beings in the numerous worlds would not so much as dream of facing me in battle. How could Rama steed you, a base mortal, driven away from his kingdom, deprived of his luster and length of years, and forced to lead a helpless and miserable life as a hermit? Take me to your heart, for I am a meet husband for you every way. Youth is as transient as the flash of lightning, so make the best of it here in my company. Put away from you all thoughts, all hopes of ever beholding your Rama again. He dare not even dream of coming here. Would he tie with ropes the rushing storm? Would he grasp the blazing flames? Find me anyone in the myriad worlds who could take you from my possession. This boundless empire of mine is yours. Myself, the gods, and all created beings are yours to command. Enthrone yourself as my queen and take your fill of every joy and pleasure that your heart can desire. Your recent exile was but the result of your past sins. You have seen the last of it. Now follows the reward of your good deeds in the past, and in consequence, you reign with me over this kingdom of Lanka. Let us enjoy these garlands, perfumes, ornaments, and every delight that fancy could conceive. It was but a moment's work for me to defeat my brother Kubera and deprive him of the Vimana Pushpaka. Spacious as thought, it is ever fitted up with every convenience and comfort and shines like the noonday sun. Let us raise the worlds in it. Never was your countenance lovely as a lotus form to be touched with grief. Had these insensate ravings of Ravana, Sita covered her face with her garment and shed hot and blinding tears. But the Rakshasa heeded it not. He addressed himself to her, who, weighed down with grief and anxiety, was absorbed in the thoughts of her husband, and said, "Is it shame that draws you back, that it is our dharma to abandon the husband whose hand you clasped in holy wedlock? Do you not see that the fates have ordained our union? The rishis accord their sanction to it. It is not a dharma. Behold, your feet shall be upon my head. Turn your heart to me. I am your very slave. I am yours, body and soul. Never till now has Ravana been known to utter a word of request to any woman or bend his haughty head before her. It is an unaccountable wonder to me how these undignified and incoherent words fell from my lips through overmastering passion." Blinded by his approaching fate, he decided within himself that he had won the heart of Janaki. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.